Blog Talk Radio.
It is Saturday, 3 o'clock p.m., and I hope that some of my fellow South Carolinians can tear themselves away from the Carolina-Clemson game going on right now. If nothing else, put it on mute, guys. Watch the game and listen to this beautiful voice right here on SCW Radio. I'm, of course, your host, the voice of SCW Entertainment, the owner and operator of SCW Entertainment, the promoter of SCW Entertainment. The list goes on and on and on. Sean Van, want to welcome you all to this very exciting post-Thanksgiving edition of SCW Radio. And with that said, before we do anything else, we're going to go ahead and give out that guest call number for any of you out there interested in being part of SCW Radio this week. That number is 713-955-0804. Once again, that number is 713-955-0804. I try to slow it down for some of you individuals out there because I know there are a lot of individuals in the SCW roster and our fan base who have to have things broken down for them. And I'm just the guy to do it. Guys, I think everyone knows what we're going to be talking about today. Toys for Tots is on the horizon, you guys. We're getting closer and closer every single day to this big, epic event. And with that said, let's go ahead and talk about it really quickly before we get into anything else. Let's talk about our fifth annual Toys for Tots event coming up Saturday, December 19th. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Bell time. We're going to get underway at 7 o'clock p.m. out at Cornacre Fire Department, located at 1418 Highway 246 South in Greenwood, South Carolina. That's 29646 for those of you who are GPSing this event. Admission to the event, as it says, Toys for Tots, admission, one unwrapped toy per entrance. So, guys, it's going to be an incredible night of wrestling, incredible night of action, incredible night of entertainment, and it's all those things for a incredible cause. So without further ado, let's talk about the matches that have already been signed for this amazing fifth annual Toys for Tots epic event. We'll start things out with a match that I feel, in my opinion, could be the most violent match of the evening, as Mr. Smith goes one-on-one with Josh Ramsey. We saw both of these men a part of the four-man ladder match for the Internet Championship back at WrestleFest in October. These two seemed to have targeted each other. They went really hard on each other. They were very violent with each other. Whatever rivalry has developed as a result of that match will now be spilling over to Toys for Tots. In singles competition, these two are going to be able to get their hands on each other with nobody else interfering. No Carl Hager, no Cat Daddy in this one. It's just Mr. Smith versus Josh Ramsey one-on-one. And like I say, I'll reiterate, this one's going to be violent. As we move on, the SCW X Championship is on the line, ladies and gentlemen. It is Storm versus Storm as Sean Storm defends his newly won SCW X Championship against Tyler Storm. And for those of you out there who are wondering, in the event that there was no Gold Rush event this year, the Gold Rush privilege with that X belt will carry over to Toys for Tots this year, meaning the winner of that match could very easily assert himself into the main event for the SCW Heavyweight Championship, has full right to do so. The question is, who will leave in the Storm versus Storm match, the X champion? Also, guys, an individual who has been tearing it down in C4W out towards Myrtle Beach makes his SCW Entertainment debut right here at Toys for Tots. Playa goes one-on-one with possibly his biggest challenge to date, the 400-pound intimidation factor, Aaron McClure. And I got to tell you, for anyone who doesn't know Aaron McClure, I promise you, he is seething after losing the X Championship after 10 months of a reign to one of the smallest guys on the SCW roster. It could have been the upset of the century. Aaron McClure is looking to get his hands on somebody inside that squared circle. And Playa, we really hope you're bringing it to Toys for Tots, because it is going to be one hell of an outing for you in your first SCW Entertainment matchup. And next up, guys, the SCW Tag Team titles will be on the line as TJ Boss, in one of two matches he'll be having at Toys for Tots, will be teaming with Jackson Carter to defend those tag team titles against the brothers Ace Harris and Tony Lycan. Now, as of late, Ace Harris and Tony Lycan have turned over a new leaf, so to speak. They've been showing me a lot of respect. I respect that in return. And with that said, I got to tell you, I don't think any team can beat a team of brothers. But, hey, that's just one man's opinion. The tag team titles are on the line at Toys for Tots. And this one is going to be, in my opinion, something nobody is going to want to miss. Believe that. Also, ladies and gentlemen, the SCW Internet Championship is also on the line. We spoke about these two guys earlier. Cat Daddy will be defending his Internet Championship against the nefarious one, Carl Hager. Ladies and gentlemen, this one is going to be a lot of pent-up frustration, in my opinion. These two individuals have a history dating back in SCW to a point in time when these two were actually tag team champions for a brief period of time, calling yourselves International Pimpsident. I'm sure some of you will remember that. It definitely went sour when Carl Hager would enlist the services of the Professor Murdoch, turning on Cat Daddy and creating a huge tag team feud, which has now become a singles feud for the Internet Championship. Cat Daddy, Carl Hager, these two involved in the four-man ladder match at WrestleFest also for that very same championship belt. Cat Daddy coming out with the W in this one. However, the nefarious one attacking Cat Daddy after the match, making his intentions clear. He wants to be Internet Champion, and he doesn't want to just take it from anybody. He wants to take it from Cat Daddy. What will happen when these two get in the ring one-on-one for that Internet Championship? We'll find that out at Toys for Tots. And, of course, this is also being promoted for the show. Kevin Anderson threw out the invitation, and you know what? I came around to it as well. Bull McBride has accepted both invitations and will be at Toys for Tots. Now, that is if he'll show up, if he doesn't have car trouble, if he doesn't want to run from Sean Van again, because as we've seen in the last 4 years, the only time Bull McBride wants to face me is when he jumps me from behind wearing a hockey mask. That's how Bull McBride does business. But nevertheless, yours truly, Sean Van, and Bull McBride will have the confrontation, 17 years in the making. I've known the guy since I was 11 years old. This has been coming for almost 20 years. Me and Bull McBride are going to stand in the middle of that ring, face to face, and we're going to hash this out. And Bull, you better hash it out, because guess what? This is the last time you'll ever get an open invitation to my company ever again. And with that said, guys, we move on to the two huge main events that have been signed, sealed, and ready to be delivered to you, the SCW fans, at Toys for Tots. We'll first talk about an SCW Entertainment first. For the very first time here in this company's history, we will present to you a steel cage match as TJ Boss goes one-on-one with Ben Wright. Now, this has been set up with a lot of stipulations, but as of most recently, what we have seen here is that the loser of this match will leave SCW Entertainment. The winner of this match will be deemed number one contender to the SCW Heavyweight Championship, but in my opinion, this is so much more deeper than number one contenderships and careers. Ladies and gentlemen, this match will mold the way this company will grow over the next several months, years. The winner of this match will change the course of this company. There's so much talk in SCW Entertainment right now about yours truly and the individuals that have associated themselves with me and the individuals that are, quote-unquote, trying to rise up against my SCW, an idea that I have for a ruthless SCW Entertainment. That's all going to come down on a wire in this match. The winner of this match, in a lot of people's opinions, including mine, will mold this company's future. And with that said, this has to be one of the most important matches in the history of this company. As we move on, ladies and gentlemen, to the main event. Oh, and by the way, good luck, TJ, in your cage match, because I did fail to mention that is your second match of the evening. Now, guys, we'll move on to the main event, a Toys for Tots tradition. A 30-minute Iron Man match for the SCW Heavyweight Championship as Anderson Strong, the 6'8", unbalanced to say the least, heavyweight champion, steps into the ring with an individual who's utilizing his rematch clause, the former SCW Heavyweight Champion, Mean Dean Richards. 30 minutes, Iron Man match. Whoever has the most decisions at the end of that half hour will leave Toys for Tots the SCW Heavyweight Champion. What a great Christmas present for either one of these two men. However, I have to tell you, Dean Richards couldn't get the job done at WrestleFest, and in my humble opinion, the same thing is going to happen at Toys for Tots. I'm sorry, Dean. I know you scratched and clawed your way to the top, But when you get to the top and you see competition with the capabilities and the size of an Anderson Strong, that's game over. And, you know, like I said, that's just my opinion. But as most of you know, whether you want to admit it or not, my opinion is worth a hell of a lot more than a lot of facts out there. So there you go, guys. Huge, huge night coming your way Saturday, December 19th. Doors open at 6:30, bell time 7 o'clock p.m. out at Cornica Fire Department, located at 1418 Highway 246 South in Greenwood, South Carolina. Admission only, one unwrapped toy per entrant. Now, guys, with that said, I do see we have some callers filling up here in the queue here. So before we do get into that, really quickly, if you want to find SCW Entertainment anywhere on social media or the World Wide Web, you can do so at the following links. Of course, our official website located at scwentertainment.com. And on an aside from that, I want to remind everybody that coming this Monday, the 30th of November, when all the Cyber Monday deals are going down, guys, SCW Entertainment will be absolutely no different. All of our current DVDs that are on our website under our SCW Shop tab right now, I'm talking WrestleFest 6, Gold Rush 2013, Blaze of Glory 4, Still Standing the 3rd Anniversary, all those DVDs are going to be 50% off at only $5 a pop. Also, guys, brand new, going to be making its debut this Monday, Blaze of Glory 6 this year, that we had earlier this year, emanating from Burton Center, goes on sale. It's going to be an amazing thing there. And also, we will start taking pre-orders this Monday for WrestleFest 7, the event that just happened at the Burton Center. It's going to be awesome. Going to be amazing, guys, for you, for those of you who are interested. Make sure you check out scwentertainment.com. Click on over to our SCW Shop tab, and you will see links there to be able to purchase said items. You can use your debit card or link to your PayPal card, anything you guys want to do, whatever is more suitable for you. That's going to be going down this Monday, November 30th, SCW Entertainment Cyber Monday sales. Also, guys, you can find us at Facebook simply by searching SCW Entertainment or facebook.com/SCWEntertainment09. We're on Twitter at SCW Greenwood. You can find us over at youtube.com/SCWEntertainment, instagram.com/SCWEntertainment. Of course, right here each and every Saturday at 3 o'clock p.m., we're at blogtalkradio.com/SCWEntertainment for SCW Radio. And, of course, guys, we're still alive and well on Tumblr at south-carolina-wrestling.tumblr.com. And as always, guys, just search SCW Entertainment on Google. You'll be surprised at the amount of information you can get on one single independent wrestling company just by typing in those keywords, SCW Entertainment. Now, with that said, guys, I want to remind everyone of the call-in number, and also I want to let everyone know that the live chat is open. I may have failed to mention that at the top of the show, but the live chat is open. You can find that live chat by checking out blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment and clicking on today's event, the 181st episode of SCW Radio. We're live chatting in there right now. And also, guys, like I said, want to remind everyone that number before we go into the call-in portion of the show, that number being 713-955-0804. Once again, those digits are 713-955-0804. So with that said, guys, we're going to go ahead and jump right into the call-in portion of this week's edition of SCW Radio. So without further ado, our first caller here, last four digits, 9013, are on SCW Radio. Who do we got?
Brandon, you know who this is.
You know what, ladies and gentlemen, this episode of SCW Radio just got 110 times better. Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined by the man who is going to single-handedly decimate TJ Boss inside that steel cage at Toys for Tots. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Ben Wright to SCW Radio. Ben, I know you got a lot on your mind, man. The floor is yours. Go right ahead.
Yeah, well, first off, I got all my paperwork in the mail, you know, where I beat TJ down at the last show at the Burton Center, and it seems like I only have 25% ownership of the company. And that's not the original plan, now, was it?
Absolutely not.
No, it was not. So this is what I'm going to do. Since apparently there's another person who has 25% ownership, is we're going to renegotiate this whole steel cage match. And pretty much, if I win, because I don't want it to make it seem like I'm handing myself the SCW heavyweight title. When I win, I will have a number one contendership. If TJ wins, he gets number one contendership. And if I win, I get the other 25% ownership of the company. That way, it's 50-50. I think that's only fair. And since I don't know who has the other 25%, I think they need to call in and tell me who they are. Or maybe you could shine some light on that situation.
No, you know what, man? I got your back, man. Now, you know, we got rid of that pansy-ass punk Brian White. You got your quarter there. Your other quarter you're looking for is coming from an individual who likes to waddle to the ring and claim to be the co-GM of this company. That would be none other than Kevin Anderson, and nothing would make me happier for him to call in. He called in here last week, as a matter of fact. He flapped his gums, talked a lot of crap about yours truly and even you, Ben, but I doubt he's got the cojones to call in tonight, and you know what? The only thing I can think of that would be better than him calling in right here on SCW Radio would be to see the look on his face after this steel cage match when you're number one contender and 50% owner of this company. Hey, nothing would make me happier.
And one more thing I want to add to mine and TJ's little match, because I know I previously said that I wanted it to be Loser Lee's SCW for good, but since we both know that I'm going to win, I don't want TJ leaving SCW because, you know, just like I know, I'm a man of money. Therefore, TJ can make me plenty of money. So why get rid of him? You know, I mean, we could always use someone to clean the toilets at shows and put up chairs and the ring crew.
That's a hell of a point. You know, we've got a lot of quote-unquote fans out here who love to throw their money into this company just for TJ Boston. If they want to keep throwing it at me and you, because after Toys for Tots, we're running this place. If that money at us, hey, that's fine by me. I love it. I love it.
So I don't want TJ going nowhere. I want him to keep pouring in and buying his T-shirts and his little paying for his autograph, because after this and after I beat TJ, me and you, we will own TJ and Kevin Anderson and Brian Cummins. I know Brian listens to this show on a weekly basis. There you go, Brian. I don't want you leaving neither, because I feel I can make money off of your little scrawny. I can't say that on the radio, but anyway, you know what I was referring to. So there it is. It's out there on the table. And
well,
I do believe that we can make that happen.
The way I feel about it, with your 25% of this company, my 50, hey, we already own 75% of this company. Kevin Anderson, it seems like you've been outvoted, because as far as I'm concerned, I agree to these stipulations. I think we need to take appropriate measures to go ahead and change the stipulations on this match to just that, Ben. Excellent ideas, by the way.
Yeah, and just to sweeten the pot even more, it just keeps getting better and better. See, as my head twists and my mind turns and the gears just keep on ticking in my head, if I lose, they can have back their 25%, and I'll go back to being nothing no more than a wrestler for SCW, but only under you. Not under TJ, not under Brian Cummins, and not under Kevin Anderson. Just under you.
Well, you know what, Ben, like I said earlier, we saw you whoop TJ at WrestleFest, the biggest show of the year. You beat him. You know, I can't think of the last person to show up at WrestleFest and beat TJ Boss. With that said, hey, I got no problems with that either. I have 100%, I told you at WrestleFest in that ring, I got 100% confidence in you. You beat him at the biggest stage we have to offer. You're going to beat him again inside a steel cage at Toys for Tots. Hey, I'm fine with that, too. Give them a fighting chance. They need something to look forward to, right?
Yeah, and we both know that his shoulder ain't going to hold up that well, neither. Maybe after the cage,
I've been wondering, have to have surgery. How exactly that shoulder is going to be holding up when you're surrounded, TJ, by a steel cage? You know, the things that Ben did to TJ Boss just in the confines of a 16x16 ring. Now let's add a cage on top of that. I'm sorry, TJ, I got to tell you, I've said it before on this very radio broadcast, I'll say it again, I don't think this is just a win-loss scenario. I see this as being TJ Boss's last match. I really got to think that shoulder's hanging on by a thread, and I think that thread's going to snip come Toys for Tots.
Yeah, I have a feeling that it's going to snap too, but here's a little word of advice to any buddies of TJ Boss and Anderson and Brian Cummins. If any of you get involved, you're fired on the spot.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And you know what? That even goes without saying. I think enough of these jokers around here at SCW Entertainment are starting to realize that we're done being pushed around. We're taking things a lot more serious now. This is and will be our company. Hey, you guys are going to work for us.
Exactly. Now let's get on to another subject. With that being said, Tyler Storm, the man who come to WrestleFest and just dominated in my eyes.
Oh, absolutely. We saw him get the W over Kevin Phoenix in the pre-show, and not only that, but we saw what kind of asset a Tyler Storm can be in the match between yourself and TJ Boss. Hey, I got to tell you, I welcome Tyler Storm with open arms of this company. And if Sean Storm is out there listening, move over, Sean Storm. We have a superior Storm at SCW Entertainment now, and his name is Tyler Storm.
You're exactly right. And you know what? What belt are they going for again?
Those two will be going for the SCW X Championship.
X Championship. Wow. The X Championship that Tyler Storm will hold after December 19th, and then after December 19th, I'll be going on to fight for the heavyweight. That only leaves the tag titles after that.
Oh, don't worry. In due time, every single championship belt is going to be brought over to our camp, full control of this company, and after that, hey, people are going to have one of two options. You play by our rules or you hit the bricks. And that's the way things are going to be after Toys for Tots.
Yeah, I agree with you. But I'm going to go ahead and get off the radio show now and go enjoy the rest of my birthday. So we'll talk to y'all later.
Absolutely. And you know what? Happy birthday, Mr. Wright. And you know what? Your present is coming on December 19th.
Oh, yeah, because I might have another little surprise in store for TJ. I mean, who knows, if I get there and decide that, you know, I want him 100% for our match, I may just make him sit there and watch his tag partner in a tag team match. Just because I want him to be 100%. I don't know. I haven't really thought that one over, though.
Well, I tell you what, either way, like I said earlier, and I'll reiterate it again, you have Sean Van's full confidence in this match. And I do want to thank you for calling in on your birthday, being a part of SCW Radio. So thank you there, Mr. Wright.
All right, buddy. I'll see you on the 19th. Anything I can do, just text me or call me.
Absolutely. You know I will.
All righty.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and there you go. All right, I can tell you right now, that's the highlight of this episode of SCW Radio. Now, with that said, we do have some more callers here in the queue, and we're going to go ahead and take them as well. So, next caller, last four digits, 9555. You're on SCW Radio. Who do we got?
You have the future SCW Internet Champion speaking, the nefarious one, Carl Hager. How you doing, Mr. Van?
Man, you know what? I'm loving this episode of SCW Radio more and more with every caller. Just had Mr. Ben Wright on, the future SCW Heavyweight Champion, future 50% owner. Now we have the future Internet Champion, the nefarious one himself, Carl Hagerman. I'm glad to have you here. You know, a lot coming up for Toys for Tots. And like I said earlier, I'm particularly excited for this Internet Championship match because just as we need a heavyweight champion that is going to take no prisoners and kick a lot of ass, I'm sorry, that just isn't Cat Daddy. That's the nefarious one, Carl Hager.
You got it absolutely correct. Now, I'm not going to dog all of Cat Daddy's achievements in SCW, and I granted most of those were happen to be on my end, but, you know, that's beside the point. The thing about it is, after December 19th, 2015, SCW will have a champion they could be proud of. One that could be absolute, that would take that title straight to new heights. It might even be more worth more than the heavyweight title after December 19th, but we'll see come Toys for Tots, because I know one thing. On December 19th, 2015, SCW presents Toys for Tots. The Cornacre Fire Station is going to be just that. It's going to be on fire.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, like we've been discussing earlier throughout the show, I got to tell you, yourself, I've always had my eye on you because you have that mentality that I believe this company needs to not only thrive but just survive in general. That mentality of your opponent is there, beaten and beaten soundly. None of this Dean Richards crap where you pick up your opponent after the match and shake his hand, slap him on the ass, and say good job, bud. No, I need individuals like yourself, like Ben Wright, like Anderson Strong, guys that are willing, hell, even more than willing, to go out there, annihilate their opponent, and be a real champion. So you know what? I'm looking forward to Toys for Tots. I'm looking forward to Anderson Strong wiping the floor with Dean Richards, Ben Wright making coleslaw out of TJ Boss's face in that steel cage, and a brand new internet champion in the nefarious one, Carl Hager. So you know what? It's going to be a great Christmas for me, yourself, all those other guys aforementioned. I can't wait.
Oh, it's going to be an absolute treat. For all those idiots in Cornacre, Greenwood, they're going to witness history when I become the new SCW Internet Champion. Sean Van, you're looking great today.
You know what, man? It's always a great day if you're Sean Van, if you're with the Sean Van camp. It's always a great day because, you know, like I said, we've even got some individuals interested in wanting to quote-unquote, join up with us. I don't know, some guys that are interested in the tag team titles. But, hey, you know what? That's neither here nor there. We're not going to go into everything. We can't just throw all of our secrets out there. But I'll tell you this. We've only got a little more than 2 minutes left in the broadcast. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and give you there, Carl Hager, your closing thoughts on this week's episode of SCW Radio. So go ahead, man. The floor is yours.
Well, thank you for the floor. See, after I win, and I win, and I mean this, when I win the SCW Internet Champion, I'm going to issue a challenge to anyone that is licensed in the state of South Carolina. Hell, they can come from Georgia, Florida, North Carolina, I don't care where. Because like I said, after I win that title, the SCW Internet title, the prestige of that title is going to skyrocket to new heights. I will make it worth more than the SCW Heavyweight Champion. And you can bank on that. Why? Because I'm simply nefarious. You have a good day, Sean Van.
You too, Mr. Hager. Always always a pleasure when you call into SCW Radio. And guys, with that said, we got a little more than a minute left, so we're going to go ahead and start winding things down. Each and every week I thank the callers, but this week I want to give a special thank you to Carl Hager and Ben Wright for calling in. Always a pleasure talking to you two gentlemen. Always a fantastic episode of SCW Radio this week. I got to say, I want to pat myself on the back, and I want to give a nice little round of applause to the individuals who called in this week because you guys, you're the real MVPs. You guys know that. And with that said, guys, I'm, of course, the voice of SCW Entertainment, the owner and promoter of SCW Entertainment, Sean Van, the host of this week's episode and every episode of SCW Radio, wanting to one more time remind you all that this Monday, November 30th, all those deals we will be going down, so sign on to SCWEntertainment.com, slide on over to that SCW shop tab, and spin, 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 guys, because you're not going to find those deals anywhere else. So there you go, guys. We'll be back same time, same place, next Saturday, 3 o'clock p.m., right here on Blog Talk Radio for another edition of SCW Radio. And until then, I'm your host, Sean Van, signing off.